T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now we head back to Colorado Springs, where the community is in mourning following the mass shooting at Club Q that left 5 people dead. With us is Tayara Latrice Kelly. She performed at Club Q on Friday night, was supposed to perform again there on Sunday for Transgender Day of Remembrance. Her friend was the DJ on Saturday night and saw what happened. Tayara, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
How are you, by the way, coping with all that has happened in the past couple of days? It cannot be easy.
It's definitely not easy. It's been very rough. It's extremely numbing. Trying to be supportive for all of my other Q family members and all of the people that are hurt by this and stay strong yourself is very difficult. It's been a rough couple of days.
Tayara, the victims, the people who died that day and so many others injured as well, tell me, did you know them? How well did you know them?
So most of the victims I did know either in passing or I worked with. So Daniel and Derek were both bartenders at Club Q, so we got to see them every weekend. They were our Friday and Saturday night bartenders. Very much well-known, well-loved in the area. And then the other 3 victims were just patrons that we had seen before in and out of the bar.
You know, on yesterday's show, we were talking to a city councilwoman there in Colorado Springs about how the city historically has not exactly been known as a place that was friendly. And places like Club Q were considered safe havens, and although there are, I guess, a sprinkling of other clubs that are similar. Do you think that the community now, the community at large, is doing all it can and should be doing in support?
I definitely think yes. I was a part of Pulse as well in Orlando, and I saw this happen in Orlando as well. I think events like this force people to realize that we are one community and we need one another. And that means whether you're in the LGBTQ community or not, we all need one another, you know? So I think that, yes, the community has been doing a great job at standing up and jumping in there and helping out. I've gotten so many messages and phone calls and emails of people just wanting to know how they can help and how they can jump in and what they can do to assist. So that's amazing.
Tayara, am I correct in understanding that you at one time worked in Pulse in Florida? Is that right?
Correct, yes. So I performed at Pulse. I grew up pretty much going to Pulse. That was my home bar for a very long time.
So I mean, this has got to, psychologically for you in particular, be, I would imagine, devastating. I mean, you've worked at both places.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The only thing that I keep thinking to myself is, like, 2 times in one lifetime, once was enough. Once was way too much. But twice in a lifetime, I've had to experience this type of grief and this type of loss and at the hands of just, you know, someone who didn't value anyone else's life but their own, you know? And it's very traumatizing. And that's why I think I'm so numb. I don't even know how to feel anymore. I don't know how to think anymore. I just don't know.
I can imagine. Tayara, there was a hero through all this. A man who I guess grew up here in Southern California in the San Diego area, Richard Fierro. Did you know him? And he was there with family members. Did you know him?
I did not know him. He looks familiar to me, and I don't know if maybe he's come to a show previously or something along those lines, but I don't personally know him. I am definitely looking forward to getting a chance to give him a huge hug and buy him dinner and maybe a Porsche and whatever else he wants, because goodness gracious.
Considering, again, that you have been an employee, or you've worked at both Pulse and now more recently Club Q, can you see yourself going into another club in the future? I mean, having, as you just said, having this occur to one person, you, twice in one lifetime, I don't know. I mean, how would you walk into another club?
That is a wonderful question, and I've actually been discussing that with my husband lately. I, to be honest with you, I don't know. As of right now, the way it stands, no, absolutely not. I would be terrified. I've been invited to do some fundraisers and things like that at some bars and clubs and some shows to raise funds and things. So then I'm kind of like, well, should I do that? Because, it would be for the better, or it would be helping. But in the same sense, there's a sense of fear that I really do live with now when it comes to just bars and clubs altogether.
I can imagine, Tierra. I did see one of the victims who was interviewed this morning on CBS, I believe, who said he suffered severe injuries, but he wants to be there front of the line when Club Q reopens again. We thank you for your time and our best to you and the community there.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks again for having me.
You bet. That's Tierra Latrice Kelly. She performed at Club Q.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.